This is Beth Smith. I'm up at Janet Murphy's home today to talk to her about her life in Salida and when she came here. She lives at 7409 County Road 141. And hello, Janet. Are you ready to talk to us?
I think so, probably.
All right.
We started out, Dick and I were married in Pennsylvania in 1951, came out to Colorado. We actually settled in Aurora for a year before we came down to Salida. And Dick worked with insurance, and when he saw me out in the driveway, kick passing a punt with the boys, he decided that was not a mother's job, that was a father's job. So he went to work up at the reformatory. And he was up there for about 13 years when I had been working at the radio station and had had surgery and didn't go back to work there and went to work for Bev and George Dorson. And they were selling the store. And so we decided, we'd been florists back in Pennsylvania, that this was fine. We'd buy the flower store. So that's where we really got started in Salida, was with the flower store. It was about 10 years after we came here. And some of the history of the flower store, we couldn't find the exact date that it was built, but it was built in the late 1800s.
The building you were in?
Yes, the building.
And where was the flower store? Tell us that.
225 F Street. Uh-huh. Now, there were two doors, if you see the flower store. There now is the trading, Salida Trading Company. But there are two doors, and the one on the right was Hayes Photography, Helen Hayes, and the one on the left, Hoddings bought so that he could put in the flower store. So it was two stores until Edith Davis had it, and she made it all open into one big store. So that's what we were in, was one big store.
And when did you buy that? So what, the year?
We bought it in 1976.
76,
yeah. And we had it until 1988 when we sold it. But that there were four owners up to the time. We were the fourth owners of that store in about 100 years. The Hoddings, and he had a greenhouse up on D Street, right near the Catholic Church. There's a little store there that we used to remember. Well, that was Hodding's place then, and they had a little greenhouse out in the back. And then it was bought by Lou Davis, and then it was the Dorsons, and then we had it. And then when we sold it, we decided we better put it up for sale because we were getting older and tiring. It was too much work, and we decided we better think about retiring. Not to do it for a year or two, but within 2 months we had sold it, and people from California bought it. So the Thompsons had it for about 9 years, and then they sold it, the building and all, and the business, because it was a little hard for an independent florist to sell prices that the grocery stores could sell, where they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flowers. The only thing was, and Thompson's didn't do this, Bev and George taught me to service a wedding, and I always went out and saw the bride down the aisle and closed the door, and saw all the flowers were out and so forth, and that was our best advertisement, really, to see that done. And so many people have said to me, oh, why aren't you there to service this wedding? Why aren't you there to do that? And it was fun when I was doing it, but with arthritis, it's not fun anymore. So that ended that. But we bought it in 76, and we sold it in 88. And at that time, the Thompsons ran it. Then they decided to sell and go back because of the flower business going downhill. And the trader, Terry and Tara Ryder bought that. And they have a lovely, lovely store in there now. They've changed it almost completely because we had refrigerators all over and so forth. Well, now they just have jewelry and they go make all their leather products in the back, and they're really doing a very good job with it. So after we retired, we just decided that we would sort of goof off, and that's about what we've done. We lived over on 163 Mesa Circle, and the stairs were too much for me when my back went out on me, and so we got rid of that house and came over here and moved in these duplexes, which we are very happy with, and after back surgery, it works just fine. So we had two boys, Thomas and Stephen. Thomas graduated in 1972, and Stephen graduated in 1975. And they have gone out of Salida, naturally, to work. They went to college and got their jobs. Steve has been with cable TV almost all of his life, and he now is with Comcast TV out of Denver in Inglewood. And Tom has went to the Coast Guard Academy one year, and when they wouldn't allow him to have a teaching degree, he decided he wanted to be a teacher. And so he called us and wanted to know if he could come back to Western State and get his teaching degree. So we said yes. So he was teaching in Montrose, loved it and loved the kids, and his neighbor said to him, "Oh, we've got a wonderful job in computer. Would you like to do that?" Well, he'd look at it. It was much better pay, possibly to educate his two boys. So he went on and took the job and then went down to fax down in Colorado Springs, Federal Express is what it was, down in Colorado Springs. And from there, he went to Sealand. He was one of these job hunters had him under control, and they just found him all the best jobs there were, and he went to Sealand. Then he came back to Colorado Springs. He went to Kroger. He was a vice president of Kroger, and he enjoyed that, but he came back to Colorado Springs and became a consultant, and now he's traveling all over the world consulting and has a summer home in Scottsdale and winter home in Colorado Springs. That lets Kathy play golf all the time, so they're very happy there. So that's about it. And we were raised in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, most of our life. I was raised by an aunt and uncle who adopted me, and we traveled around a lot, and he was with the DuPont Company, so we lived in different parts of the state. Then Dick was raised by his mother and dad, Elmer and Esther Murphy, and they had a brick, his grandfather had a brick kiln in Kennett Square, and made many buildings with the brick and so forth, and then brick sort of went out and weren't building too many places in that day, not like they are today, moving around. So he gave up and turned that into, a greenhouse and raised flowers. So we have two of the bricks that are on the front porch of 163 Mesa Circle that he made. We put them in the cement thinking that was going to be our home for good. But so we've had sort of a variety of life. We've been active. I've been active with the school PTA. I was treasurer of the library for about 8 years. Been in high school when the boys had football games. I scheduled bus loads that we could go travel and see and scheduled a place for them to eat. And just have been real active with the community.
Hospital auxiliary.
Yes, very active with the hospital auxiliary. 45 years I've been in the auxiliary. Active member. I've enjoyed it. I've helped kids get scholarships. I've helped older people who need help. And I feel like I just have been blessed to have been able to do this with them. And I still work with the auxiliary very active. So
How about Dick? What has he been doing around town?
Well, Dick has been a golfer. And he has, after we retired, he went into a house-sitting job. He started a house-sitting business here. He knew he was going to have something. And one day he was reading in the Denver Post about this house-sitting guy, so he called him. And we went up to see him, and he has a very unique... He has a record of everybody's home that he sits with. If a plumber is needed, who you call, and so on and so forth. And he's very capable of taking care of homes. And he has about five every winter, regular. And that's about what he wants. Because we're 76 now, and we're beginning to tire down a little bit. But he takes care of dogs and houses for people when they're gone. Takes their mail in and waters their flowers and does that type of thing, so... So, and he's been active with the boys whenever he could be with them. It's football and, as I say, golf. They all are golfers. Even Kathy, our daughter-in-law, is a golfer, and she has ball with it. So they've all been active with that. And I was until I fell out of number nine and fractured my knee. I'd have a new knee, and I decided... You're old enough for this. You don't need this. And we've been active in the Methodist Church in years past. Not as active now as we were then, but we're just slowing down, some is all. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, Janet, what do you see the business places in Salida changing from when you started work down there on the flower shop? So what you have now?
When we started on the flower shop, Walmart was really the only business. Now, like the restaurants and the motels and the restaurant gift shops were the only businesses out on the highway. And now it's the banks and everybody's coming out on the highway now. And downtown was, well, the First National Bank was where the Pueblo Bank is, and then there were some dress stores in there, and they were all torn down. And now it's more an art downtown than it is anything. And the antiques, there are a lot of antique shops. But most of your actual shopping is done out on the highway with your banking and so forth. So, and I see we're getting another new bank. That's just what we need. Where's the money going to go to take care of all these banks?
Well, I thought they'd bring some money.
Let's hope. But the town has changed considerably. When we came here, there was just no place to rent. And I love Salida, and I wanted to stay in Salida. The insurance company thought we could go to Gunnison. No, that wasn't my idea. Salida was, I saw F Street with all the trees up the street, and it just was beautiful. So we were almost ready to move into what was then the Sands Motel out on Highway 291. And just about that time we were ready to, John Peoples, our landlord in Aurora, got a hold of John Peoples. And John found us a house on 1140 F Street, right next to Bill and Lois Rush, that the people had gone to Castle Rock, and surprisingly enough, they had opened a flower store in Castle Rock. They had been with telephone company. So we rented that for about a year, and the Elsie and Floyd Stallsworth Ranch became available. And we moved out there because the house on F Street sold. So we moved out there and loved that and enjoyed raising two boys on that place. In fact, the first winter we were there, on Labor Day, Dick had to ride Tom on horseback to get him to school because we had 40-some inches of snow. And so he rode, as close as we were to the school, he rode him on horseback. And then the eastern part of town was just slowly being built up. there were no homes on upper G and H over there. The school was about the first far as they went up. Then eventually out here in the country there was wide open spaces. Marion and Mrs. Shelf's house was the last place on Poncha Boulevard. And the radio station was out all by itself. When I went to work out there, it was open in a wide open space as it was. So it's changed a lot. There's still, you know, when you worked in the flower store, you knew all the kids because they came in for corsages. And it was always fun for me to take all these freshmen into the cooler and show them the different flowers. And I always felt that a freshman could have a nice daisy mum or a nice pixie carnation corsage. And when they became a sophomore, maybe they could have a mixture with a rose or two in it. A junior, they could have roses. And then when they were a senior, that's when, if they wanted to work it, that's when they should have it, not when they were a young kid. So I took these kids in and taught them how to pick out flowers and so forth. And it was a lot of fun. Because then some of them came back for their weddings and, well, you told us this and you told us that. And so it worked real good that way. So, and the last wedding we did when we had the flower store was Kathy Murphy's. And I promised her I would stay to do her wedding. So we did her wedding and that was the last one. And, of course, Kathy's not related, but she's like a daughter. So, but I think there are a lot of changes, and a lot of farmland is now built up with homes and so forth. That this town has built up considerably, and the mountain on S, Christmas Mountain, has brought a lot of people to town, and I see they're going to be bringing a television station in this year. So, and a lot of airplanes. Both Tom and Steve have flown over Salida when they were coming into Denver, but the pilot said, we're going round its way to see a scenic tree on a mountain. And it was interesting for the boys to see the tree. That
on Christmas
Mountain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there have been a lot of good things that have happened and a lot of changes. We have to go with progress, and that's what it all is about. So.
Changes are not all bad.
No, that's right. Sometimes we don't particularly like them, but then we learn to live with them.
Right. You remember back to the World War? How did that affect the Salida?
World War II? And I see, that I didn't come to after that.
Oh, you...
We didn't come to after that. Uh-huh. So, I really don't know. I do remember when we first came on Lawyer's Pharmacy, which was owned by Mrs. Alexander. It was owned by Mrs. Alexander there, the drugstore on 2nd and F Street, and the wall was painted with all the names of all the fellows from the area who were in service. And I always thought that was very nice. I hated to see that go because it was a memorial to the men at that time. And I just don't know too much about how the World War did affect them. Mm-hmm. I would think, because there were a lot of people, Beth, when we moved here, who had never been to Denver. And when they found out we were from Pennsylvania, they were absolutely stunned. How did you get here? And so forth. And they hadn't, 45 years ago, they hadn't really been traveling that much. And cars, people stayed home by that time, but not the Murphys. We traveled. So I really don't know how much. The biggest change that I can think of is the library. And Tom was in first grade, and my father very suddenly died, and we had to go back to Pennsylvania. But they had gone as a first class grade to the library and gotten their cards to read books and so forth. what was Mrs. Netterman, and I don't know whether you've ever heard of Mrs. Netterman, but she wore the typical black dress and the black apron and the black hat and so forth. And when you walked into the library, you were almost afraid yourself, let alone these little kiddos going in there. And it was funny because then Pat Rennie, well, we had one other lady, and I can't think her name. She lived on G Street, who was there for a couple of years. And Pat Rennie helped her. And then Pat Rennie went on with Norma Eden, and I think it's the only time in my life I ever got mad with John Ufus, and that was because when the lady who lived down the street from me was treasurer, and she insisted that I was going to be treasurer. Well, Pat lived around the corner, and they thought that would be good. I had two little boys, and I could do this at home, and was right close to the library, so forth, which worked fine. But when I was treasurer and Bill Andres was there, we had worked on a budget, he and I, on one day, and he was gone the next day. But John Ufus turned the job over to Norma Edlin, who was not a librarian, and left Pat, who had been wonderful in that library, and with the kids. The kids loved her. They would go in, and she'd sit down with them and read books to them while they were there and so forth. And he said, well, he didn't think that she would want it. And I said, well, I think you needed to give her a chance. So at that point is when I said, okay, then I'm out of the library if you're not going to work things that way. So then Norma went into it, and then, of course, Jeff came in and was president of the Library Association, which we collected money and got lots of good things for the library. But and the library, of course, brand new building, which is just gorgeous and really very useful to use. So I think that was probably the biggest change I saw in Salida.
Are you still active at the library?
I'm not as active as I was. I'm not as active in anything, Beth, as I was.
I realize.
Jeff and I occasionally get together and gab and talk and so forth, but not too much anymore. I don't even think they have a Friends of the Library anymore, do they? No. I think it disbanded when they got the new library, and they have, of course, at that time it was Jeff and the little Nelson girl, and they were the only two. And then when they got the new library, I don't even know, I went in the library for something a couple weeks ago, and the fellow looked at me and he said, have you lived around here a long while? I said, yes. I said, in the old library I knew all about, even the back room downstairs where the Organization of Women met, I knew all about that. So, but, you know, it's changed, and this is great. It's a beautiful library. Now, for a small town, we are very fortunate to have, and we're very fortunate to have Jeff. Jeff's done very well with the library. So, but I think that's probably about all of my old kit by Elsie Stallsworth and I used to do a lot together, and seemed like after she left, it was easier not to do it as it was to try to do it without her. After you've worked together for so many years. So I think that's probably what I really know about Salida.
Well, thank you, Janet. You drew a nice picture of Salida.
Well, I hope.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.